Just before the show, we had a chance to visit with Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. He's been on planes flying hither and yon, but he's on his way to Chicago. And this is how that conversation started.
I'm in D.C. I'm right off the floor of the House. We're going to be voting in a brief time.
I understand. And then you're going to fly to Chicago today. You will be at the Daley Plaza at 3 o'clock for a rally. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's a rally for the resignation of Pete Hegseth. I think people feel so strongly about this. And I think for anyone who was watching yesterday's hearing before the House Intelligence Committee, they knew that what Pete Hegseth did was really unforgivable. He disclosed very detailed classified information about precise military operations related to the bombing of the Houthis in Yemen, and then is denying it, going after the reporter, and really nobody's taking accountability for what happened. And that's a big problem because it's likely to happen again and American lives would be endangered and potentially lost.
The president says it's a glitch, and you're right. The other members of the administration, including the president, have attacked The Atlantic and Jeffrey Goldberg. But you're not asking for the resignation of the National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz?
Well, I have concerns about what Mike did. On the other hand, at least he took full responsibility as a start, and he's willing to cooperate on an investigation. Hegseth, on the other hand, was the one who disclosed all of the information about the precise attack, putting our airmen and others in harm's way in a significant manner. And it just follows a pattern of other problems with Mr. Hegseth, and that's in part why I didn't support him in the first place when he was nominated for Secretary of Defense.
But it was Waltz that actually sent out the invitation to the journalist. Hegseth may have been at the top of the food chain there, but he is claiming ignorance about who was in that group chat. He didn't even know that he was there. I'm not arguing with your petition for him to step down, but I wonder if you buy the notion that either Hegseth didn't know, or that, in fact, and here's the narrative today, that somehow the journalist connived using somebody else's name or number to get in on the group chat. Mike Waltz said last night that he was sucked in to the group chat, not by accident that he was there. It was Goldberg's effort to pierce that group rather than be inadvertently invited in. What do you make of that narrative?
That's really hard for me to believe. And I think that, you know, with regard to Hegseth, he is denying that this is even classified information, John. And, you know, even Roger Wicker, the Republican senator from Mississippi yesterday, who's kind of a powerful senator over there in the Senate, said that it's time to open a full-fledged investigation. He also said, I would have wanted it classified, meaning the information at issue. And so when you have somebody who's just denying that's even classified information, I just wonder what other types of information he's sharing and on what platforms. But also it sends a horrible message to junior enlisted officers and others who would look up to Hegseth and see that, there are different rules that apply to different people for the same, violations of policy and indeed the law.
What are we to make of the semantic debate we're hearing out of Washington? Is it classified? Is it not classified? It is what it is, but is that classified? Is it an attack plan or is it a war plan? Do those words matter? Is there a distinction or a difference there?
It is classified information. In fact, at the hearing, I quoted the White House's own executive order, which basically says that classified information shall include military plans, weapon systems, or operations. And the Department of Defense's manual, which kind of further instructs people on how to classify information, says virtually the same thing. In this particular case, if you look at the text and the poster that I held up at the hearing, it said very clearly what weapon systems, what military weapon systems were being utilized at what times of day. It then showed the sequence of the strikes. It also talked about the targets. And so when you put that all together, that is inherently classified information.
You were on a panel that was asking these various officials questions yesterday. What was your reaction to what happened at that hearing?
Unfortunately, you know, these folks still are not taking accountability for what occurred. And I think that is the biggest problem, because when you don't take accountability, it's likely to happen again. And if it does happen again, I'm concerned that, you know, next time we're not going to be as fortunate that American lives were not lost.
Can you contrast this with Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server in her home, where a lot of us are trying to judge the one against the other?
Well, look, I don't think that it's correct for what Hillary Clinton did, but this one is egregious, John. I mean, you have 18 people on a group chat, and they are going through an imminent military attack plan in detail. Even after just 2 weeks prior, the Department of Defense notified everybody that Signal is inherently vulnerable to attacks, especially by the Russians, who are trying to eavesdrop on those Signal chats. And so when you have that situation, it just reminds me of why it's so important with regard to classified information that you actually talk about it in person in a secure space. I think one of the reasons why you don't see too many members of Congress caught up in these classified information scandals or disclosure scandals is that we are only allowed to discuss this information in a classified space. Usually we have to leave our electronic devices outside. And I think that is the best practice to follow, even for these folks. Now, certain times people might be traveling, in which case they need to be piped in through secure audio or video.
Well, why was the invitation sent out via Signal? Why weren't these people in SCIFs, or are there other government-issued encrypted means for everybody to communicate? Why were they using Signal?
I don't know. And that's why we need to have this investigation. I also suspect that they're using Signal for other similar conversations. If you notice, if you look at the chat, nobody said, you know, why are we using Signal? Why aren't we going to a SCIF? It appears that this might be part of a habit of theirs. And if so, then we need to know as well, you know, what other conversations have been happening on Signal. And most importantly, what is the damage done through that? And was any information compromised?
Do you think that one of the reasons they may have been on Signal is that part of the conversation was set to auto-delete, so there would be no record of what was communicated?
Possibly. And that is something that is, you know, somewhat appealing about Signal to a lot of people. But there are two issues. One is the platform itself is vulnerable. So at the time that the chat is happening, regardless of whether the information is going to be retained later, at the time that it's happening, it's vulnerable to surveillance. And then secondly, there is a records retention responsibility of principals, of their stature. They are required to, basically have this information archived later on. And so when it disappears like that's another monkey wrench.
Who's going to be at the rally today, Congressman?
Based on the outreach that we got, I think just average citizens, along with other elected officials who feel as strongly about this as we do. But I think that it's going to be at Daley Plaza at 3 p.m. So whoever out there can come, please do so.
It's Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy from Illinois' 8th, the Democrat congressman. He was on TV yesterday, and he's obviously going to be in town later today. The print says 3:30. The congressman says 3. If you're there at 2:45, you may wait a little while, but somewhere between 3 and 3:30, there will be some sort of rally. And call for Pete Hegseth to step down.